It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You mentioned that there are plans for a new public safety center. How will that be funded?
The plans for the public safety center at this point hinge on, in part, receiving additional funding through the public safety sales tax, which will be on the ballot on November 8th. And that will extend the current public safety sales tax for another 10-year period. The current public safety sales tax is one half of 1%, and that will sunset at the end of 2023. The ballot measure would allow, starting on January of 2024, for the city to collect one penny, so just one penny more in total, and a good chunk of that increase would go toward funding the public safety sales tax. But that would also allow some additional funding for us to address salaries, wages, benefits for police and fire, so that we would at least be on parity with our surrounding agencies and hope to stop the kind of like every 2-year cycle that we see of police and firemen who get trained. Now they're marketable and they get cherry picked by larger agencies for a few more bucks. We would rather keep those people right here in town and be able to have career police and fire operations. Right now, the police department is authorized 26 officers. Our patrol operation at this point today is at 50%. So we are bandaging the schedule to be able to make sure that we have a minimum of 3 officers on 24/7. But that has caused us to deplete investigations and also admin staff. And those folks have been working 6 days a week, 1 day off. These are 12-hour shifts, and we can't continue to do that. You just grind your staff up. While we've been able to make some new hires, the reality for policing world is you have to go to the police academy. You have to go through field training. That's a minimum of about 10 months, and you may have to wait a month, maybe 2 months, to get somebody into the police academy. So now that's a whole year before you really see the benefit of that initial hire actually producing benefit to the community. Over the past 25 years, both the police and the fire department have averaged an annual turnover rate of 20% of our staff.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.